Once again, we're back down deep under the Heritage Centre, looking back at Gawler's history through the files of the Bunyip, and I'm here with Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette. It's good to be here.
It is, and we're looking at Wednesday, March the 22nd.
My goodness.
Yes, the year is marching by.
Yes, we've passed the equinox now. It's down the slippery slope to winter.
It is. We've got a wintry wind out there. Actually, we call it the ghost.
It's a lovely
howls around this building.
It's dry, but it's cool, so that's good.
Yes, it is nice weather. So I'll kick off with 150 years ago, Masonic presentation. At the meeting on Monday evening of the Lodge of Fidelity of Freemasons at their lodge room, Gawler Institute, which is where we are, of course.
Yes.
A worshipful master's jewel of exquisite workmanship was presented by the members of that lodge to Mr. L.S. Burton, who has satisfactorily for some time filled the office of worshipful master. The jewel, which cost about 10 guineas, is of solid gold, the workmanship of Mr. Rent of Adelaide, and is a credit to colonial art and well worthy of inspection, being obligingly left for that purpose at our office for a few days.
Wow.
Solid gold.
Solid gold.
Mm. I went for a South Australian
gold.
Yes, I've heard that
Wentz
name.
Wentz Jewellers.
Yes,
I don't know if they're still going, but they were certainly still going when I was younger.
Yes, I think they were around for a long time.
Yeah. Yes, I've still got my dad's Freemasonry stuff. My brother's got our grandfather's, and neither of us have any idea what to do with it. Because what would I do with Freemasonry gear? And I've spoken to Freemasons about, what to do with it, and they all just seem to think, well, to me, and it's like, well, if it's up to me, then it goes in the room. And I don't like to do that, but what else do you do with it? I don't have kids to pass it on. My brother, my nephews in Perth won't want to have anything to do with it. So what do I do?
I don't know what my brother did with my father's. Probably bin, did I imagine? Yeah. I wasn't there, so.
Well, I can tell you, it's probably impressive to Freemasons.
Yes.
There's quite a family story about Freemasonry in my family. So Mum actually got to a point where she said to Dad, if you go to Freemasons tonight, I won't be here when you come home. He was off 3-4 nights a week and she had two little children to look after.
We considered that the Freemasons deprived us of a father because he was never home growing
up. Dad was the same and his grandpa was expecting him to go through the chairs, whatever that means.
Yeah, my father did. He was he would have had that position. He had them all. And he was, always president, secretary with stacks of books and work to do. And when he gave it up, the only time we ever talked, he said, you've no idea what it felt like to see those books carried out of the house, the degree of relief.
Wow.
I felt free at last.
Yeah.
And we always thought he loved it. He did it because he loved it. But it was just this burden that he...
It's an interesting one because I know some people that, and they're very good, good people that are involved with it. But when I speak to them about what to do with this regalia, it's almost like it's, you shouldn't even be talking about it. So I've got it in my possession. Hello.
Women weren't supposed to have... I'm going into the temple as a child. My brother and I snuck in and I was terrified.
Oh, because you weren't meant to have anything to do with it.
No, that's right.
I'll trot it out one day and I'll take it to a Freemasonry place and say, here, I don't want it anymore. If you throw it in the bin, that's up to you. I don't want it. Don't want it anything to do with it. 100 years ago, and it's this cavalry camp. It's cavalry camp at Gawler. Nearly 300 men have been under canvas on the Evanston Racecourse during the week, being the 6th Cavalry Brigade, made up of 13th and 18th Light Horse Regiments with their attendant minor divisions. The flat has been utilised as the congregating centre of the men's tents and training ground, the grandstand rooms of the officers' mess and brigade headquarters, and the stalls are ideal stables for the horses. Yes, they did a lot of cavalry work here in Gawler. It was the 9th Light Horse and the 3rd Light Horse. This is the 23rd and the 18th. A lot of light horse came from South Australia.
Yes, I suppose probably south and west, I imagine, because a lot more farming population.
Oh, horses. The 9th was raised in Jamestown, actually, and then they sort of moved towards Adelaide and recruited as they came in. I can't remember where the 3rd was raised. Yes, but the 9th came from Jamestown area. So that's why a lot of 3rd light horse And I don't know quite, Mark used to describe to me how the regiments had sort of merged, and there were daughter regiments and parent regiments, but the 3rd and the 9th then combined, and then later they became the 2nd, 9th Div Cav, but then there was always right. also an armoured regiment,
the
2nd, 9th.
Yeah.
So one uncle was in the 2nd, 9th. Mm. Div Cav, and my dad was in the 2nd 9th Armoured. But out of the 2nd 9th Armoured came the 3rd 9th Armoured, which mm-hmm. my brother and my late husband belonged to. So it's weird. I don't actually get it. So, you know, because you'd think the 3rd and the 9th became the 3rd 9th, but no, it didn't.
Yeah. Okay. Complicated.
Too complicated for my brain. Mm-hmm. A bit like Freemasonry.
Yes. Not entirely unrelated. So, 50 years ago, another solid price in Murray Street. Another Murray Street property has been sold at auction for a big sum. Last Friday, bidding went up to $27,250 for the Retrovision electrical store premises of IJ Chamberlain Pty Ltd, opposite Woolworths Gawler Branch. This follows the auction last month of the Goodyear Tyre Service building yard, which realised $56,000. And the ghost is out there.
Well, that's actually fairly solid prices. So that would be 1973, 50 years ago, wouldn't it? Oh, my God, is that 50 years ago? 1973, it is.
Yes, it is 50 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. 63 is 60 years ago. Yeah. So Woolies, of course, that would have been on Murray Street back then.
That was where
that's
the
not the current
Commonwealth
Woolworths.
Bank is now. Oh, was that Woolworths? Or was Woolworths set in Victory Square? Or was it... not Tom the Cheap, Foodland, that was where Woolworths is. I know there was a retail, big, you know, supermarket up there.
Yeah. Long before I
knew
about Gawler, but yes, it obviously would be around Murray Street somewhere. And I know they closed down and came back some years later.
Well, would that be where Humphrey's Electrical were?
It could be, yes, possible. There's quite a few big stores it could be.
Anyway, 25 years ago, Wesley set for stardom. Wesley Carr is just another young face at Trinity College Gawler, but come next year it could be a very different story. An exceptional performance at a New South Wales song contest has brought 15-year-old Wesley to the attention of several industry heavyweights. The producer of a newly released stage production in the eastern states is considering him for future shows, and an entertainment group wants him to move to New South Wales. Where's Carr? Did he become a former?
I've never heard of him, but then I'm not a... it's possible.
Yeah, where's Carr? Very well-known name.
Okay, I'll go on with 10 years. Will you look him up?
Yeah, I'm going to look him up and see what I can find out.
Okay, so 10 years ago, school's first sports day. Gawler and District College held its first ever annual sports day as a combined school last week. Students of the former Gawler High School and Evanston Primary School took part in track and field events at the newly rejuvenated oval in the combined college. Students ranking from years 8 to 12 took part, with those students achieving outstanding results going on to represent the college at the Northern Vista Track and Field event in coming weeks.
Wow. Hmm. Well, Wes Carr won Australian Idol in 2008.
Oh,
so
nice.
25 years ago.
He was 15.
He was 15. So 2008 is how many years ago?
He'd be about 25.
15.
Yeah.
15. So he would have been about 25 then.
Yes.
Yeah. So he is known as a singer-songwriter.
Excellent.
He's done very well.
Oh, good.
And I don't know that he's got anything recent, awards and nominations, personal life. They married in 2012 and they had their first child. Discography. So he hasn't done anything since 2016. So I'm not sure what he's doing now. Mm. But anyway, yes,
he did do nine good things. Yeah, excellent. So over to you.
Over to me, doing the Gawler Then and Now, because we finished looking back.
Yes.
The Gawler Then and Now. And it's a strange picture of the old James Martin Phoenix Foundry on Carrollton Road.
Yes.
I was looking at it thinking it looked like the Exchange Hotel with the wall, but it's not. It's the old foundry, and it's now a facade with shops behind it and then a car park behind it. And than Target. But it looks odd because the sun is shining brightly on stone facade and a white wall.
Yes, I actually didn't recognise it. Which
no,
is,
I didn't either.
Yeah.
Anyway, it says Calton Road, 2008. Facade of the old James Martin Phoenix Foundry on Calton Road, Gawler East, during the Phoenix Plaza construction, May 25, 2008. So a very specific date on it.
Oh, quite recent too.
Yeah. So there you go. Well, that's it for this week.
That is indeed.
Oh, always some interesting things to talk about.
There
are. None about the weather this week.
No. No, none about the weather. We've had a couple of weeks break from the weather.
Oh, well, we'll wait until the season breaks.
Yes.
Then we'll be back talking about rainfall and bogs and...
Yes.
And
yes,
yes. It's all a cycle in the Bunyip, isn't it?
Oh, it's rural area. That's...
It's good fun.
Weather's important. Okay, so till next week, Kay.
Till then, Jeanette.
For all life's sun.